This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
We welcome into the program one former Giant from Fox Sports, Jeff Schwartz. Jeff, Willie, and Jerry in New York. Good morning. Thanks for getting up. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me today.
Jeff, thank you for doing it. We got to get right to it. Michael Parsons is now a Green Bay Packer. Give us your thoughts.
Man, so many things here. We'll start with this. So when Michael Parsons has played, and he's played obviously most of his career so far, he's not been that injured. The Cowboys defense is number one in the NFL in efficiency, in EPA. And they're 31 in about 1,000 snaps he doesn't play. Just from that perspective, you know, he's one of the better players in the National Football League in any position, right? If he's that impactful to a team, you know, when he's on the field, you're number one, and when he's not, you're 31st. That just shows you the type of player he is. And then the whole premise of this, like, I shake his hand, and that was a deal. According to who? Like, you only have a handshake deal if both sides agree to a contract. And very clearly, Parsons not agreed to the contract. They might have talked parameters, hey, I want to make this much money, and this be the length. And then I would imagine Parsons was like, okay, cool. Like, all right, meeting over. Here's, you know, we shook our hands to leave the meeting, and let me talk to my agent. And the fact that Jerry treated it this way and thought Parsons was dumb enough to sign a contract without his agent being involved. And there are, of course, there are players that don't have agents, but Parsons very clearly has an agent. And, you know, it just screams incompetence, right? It's why the Cowboys have not been good for so many years. I'm watching the Netflix documentary on the Cowboys. It's really good. And one thing you notice is they have, what, the second best quarterback in the NFL, the first best running back, the first second best wide receiver, the best cornerback, Charles Haley, like having the best offensive line, all the best players. Like that's how you win a championship. He's letting one of the better players go, and he got in return what, two first round picks that'll probably be in the 20s and a defensive tackle. And I know the people will say, well, the Packers had to pay him a lot of money. Okay, I'd pay for that. I'd pay for Parsons. He's that impactful of a player. So I don't get what Dallas is doing. This feels like it could be a big derail of the season, right? I mean, think about, you know, you're in the locker room. You have some good players, but you have very few players like Parsons in any locker room. And before the season starts, you trade them away. They play in 6 days, right? They play Thursday night. That has to be demoralizing for the new coaching staff, the locker room. I think Dallas is in a world of hurt this season.
They might be, and I'm certainly not going to sit here and argue with you for the next 20 minutes, but, you know, Willie and I were talking earlier, and I, all full disclosure, Jeff, I grew up a Cowboy fan. I work for Compass Media Networks. I've done their pre and post. I've seen every one of his games. I love the kid. I really do. I wish he played his entire career with the Cowboys, but the one thing, and then we can move on from it, the one thing that I've remembered and I've always come away with, in four playoff games, he's got one sack, four quarterback hits, and the word you use, and a lot of people have too, so you're obviously with them in the majority here, and I'm in the minority, very little impact in those games, and most of them losses. And in some cases, you might have been the number one defense, but boy, when Green Bay came in, they steamrolled that number one defense, and he was completely invisible. So I understand both sides of it. I do wish he stayed, and the way it was handled, bizarre. And I don't, you know, you in all your dealings in the NFL, was there ever a time you dealt with an owner first, agent second, or was it always agent first?
Buddy, I was never good enough to have those questions with the owner ever. So I was. You have to reach a certain level of play. Maybe Willie got there at some point in his career. I did not. I knew the owner, especially when I signed the Giants. Like, I knew the owners because, you know, I was one of the big free agents, but I never was like, hey, buddy, let's talk contract. No, never.
All right, maybe a better question then. Were you ever aware of a situation like that with anybody else?
Because, like, you know, Steve Smith was perpetually unhappy in Carolina, but that wasn't, I don't know, contract related. That was just because we had a bad quarterback and he didn't like the direction of the team. But I think him and the owner were pretty close. You know, and a lot of the big players I were with, it just, not really. I mean, it was never, I don't remember a problem like this where, you know, and you think about too, like, the playoff thing is a small sample size, right? It's four games and certainly matters. You know, those four games matter than maybe other, you know, week two game against Carolina. But, you know, the Cowboys could have done this months ago and got him for 40. Like, and, you know, that's the thing about it. Like, you didn't have to wait to pay $47 million a year. You could have done it before the Watt deal. Like, they might have said no before the Watt deal, but you could have got it done months ago. Like, this is something to say, well, it was too expensive. Now he is, but when he was first eligible for extension, he was much cheaper.
Let's move over to the Green Bay side, because I do agree with you. I think that's the one part of the negotiation that, I guess, makes me annoyed at. This should have happened a lot sooner.
No doubt.
Especially if technically you really wanted him to be a Cowboy for life. Nevertheless, but if you're the Green Bay Packers right now and Brian Gutekunst, the GM, this has to be a home run. You talk about Jordan Love. You talk about the strong offensive line. You have Josh Jacobs. The defense is going to now be extremely better because of Micah Parsons. Is it Super Bowl bust for the Green Bay Packers this year?
I think it is, Willie. It's interesting because I'm a podcast. Josh Schwartz is smarter than you. If you guys want to check it out, we are trying to make you smarter.
I love
football
the name
fan.
Of that. That's awesome.
Like, I'm not gonna tell you that like Shedeur Sanders is getting screwed by the NFL. You know, that's like not my shtick. And we go through the division previews. We're doing that right now, and we did the NFC North, and we got to talking about the NFC North. And you think about like the Lions. You know, they're down two coordinators. Some more injuries on defense. You know, Vikings like McCarthy. You know, we don't really know. You know, is he going to be good or not? The Williams in Chicago, but like you sort of know what the Packers are, right? They were a very good team last year that just couldn't beat a couple teams, right? And those couple teams were playoff teams, but they lost by less than a touchdown, 2 points, 3 points, 5 points. Like they were close last year. They were a very young team. You add another year with a year of healthy Jordan Love. You add in Parsons, you add in Golden in the draft. Like, it's a really good team. I think there's a value in just they play a certain way that works. They win a lot of games. They're very steady. You know what you're getting every week from them. And you put Parsons in there. You saw what happened. I saw someone tweet about this. I think it's very true. Like when Khalil Mack went to the Bears from the Chargers, like they were good immediately on defense with him. I mean, he's that big of a force multiplier. It makes everyone a little better, right? Because then now the defense is worried about Parsons, and now you have to, you know, opens up other guys for the ability to rush the passer, and maybe the secondary is improved because the pass rush gets home. All these things kind of play hand in hand. So I do think they probably feel that way. I don't think you make this deal if you're the Packers if you don't think you're close to winning a Super Bowl. And obviously, look at the Eagles, and maybe you think to them, you know, you got some early line injuries, not great. You lose the pass rushers. You lose an offensive coordinator again. Maybe we feel like this is the time. Because the NFC does feel fairly wide open. The AFC, I think, feels like three teams, and then maybe that's it. The NFC does feel like, you know, you get hot at the right time, and you can make a late postseason push.
All right, so on that note, Jeff Schwartz with us from Fox Sports, former Giant, host of his podcast, Jeff Schwartz, Schwartz is Smarter Than You. Can you think back in all your years watching and playing a division that right now looks more difficult than the NFC North?
Oh, I mean, I'm sure there was. We say this often sometimes, and that division stinks. I don't think it's going to happen this season. It's going to be a brawl, man. again, like, there's a sense feel like you can have, if J.J. McCarthy's really good, the Vikings are like skyrocket, right? Look at the roster and the coaching staff. Caleb Williams is good, like skyrocket them up, right? Like, there's a chance for this division to be even better. Now, if those two guys are not ready yet or not as good, I think the division can depress a little bit, but it's going to be a battle, man. It's going to be really fun to watch. You know, it's the NFL. Something's going to happen. You know, and the ball bounces a weird way and break here and there. The Lions, though, I'll tell you what about the Lions, too. Their schedule this year, and schedule, I think, does matter to talk about teams. All their toughest non-division games are on the road. They're at Kansas City. They're at Cincinnati. They're at Philly. They're at Washington. The Lions have a tougher road than we think to get back to where they were last season. And that's why the Packers are really live to win that division.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
I agree. Let's talk about your former team, the New York Giants, who... week one, Washington Commanders. Obviously, there's a lot of promise with the Commanders because of Jaden Daniels. But I think the Giants are going to be a different team. We talked, me and Jerry talked briefly about how Andrew Thomas, they rehabbed him back onto the field. You have Russell Wilson at the quarterback position. I do think the Giants front seven is probably one of the best in all of football. What's your prediction on the Giants this year?
So this is a really, really interesting discussion because the NFL is, I think, pretty unique in that you can be a better team in a given year, but your schedule is really difficult and it might not look that way. Like, I think the Giants, you look at offensively, you mentioned Thomas being back, huge boost. Right on the offensive line, you move Neal inside, you hope you get some stability there. Malik Nabers was great last year. I have not actually kept up. I don't know if his injury status is for week one. I think he's going to play, but he's a little beat up. That's a concern. If he's not out there, it's not great. You're good at running back. Russell Wilson's better than what you had at quarterback. Whether you like Wilson or not, he's better. And you have to just hope that you get, you know, one or two of those deep passes a game. Otherwise, the dink and dunk stuff gets old after a while. And I think Dart, if he keeps doing that for a couple of weeks, they're going to put Dart in. And then your season might change a little bit. Defensively, you mentioned really elite front seven. But their schedule is really difficult. I mean, right now, 17 games, they're a favorite in, I think, one or maybe two. And that's not the BLN, though. You can win a lot of games as an underdog. But
I'll say this, Jeff, and I don't mean to cut you off, and I apologize. I know you think it's me and Jerry talked about this, too. I know the first month of September seems tough because you have Washington, Cowboys, Chiefs, and Chargers. But, I mean, some may argue Jaden Daniels, we don't know how he's going to be in his second year. I think the Commanders still need pass rush help. You talk about the Cowboys now with the absence of Michael Parsons. You know the Chiefs may be a dog. Well, most likely will be a dog for them. But the Chargers, they could get the Chargers. You know, it just depends. So I could see this team being 2-2 in the month of September.
2-2 obviously would be, like, I think, the best case scenario. Right. I don't buy this Jaden Daniels year two slide, man. Their team, by the way, like, sort of the same thing. Like, their team can be just as good as last year, but not win 12 games because of their schedule. I think Jaden Daniels is an elite player. And I think, you know, people try to kind of push the C.J. Stroud comparison on him because, you know, year two last year for Stroud wasn't as good, but the situations are completely different. You have a much better offensive line in Washington, a much better coordinator. You have a sort of a coherent game plan every week. You let Daniels do more of the offense. Stroud just wasn't really allowed to do very much, which, you know, there's sort of two schools of thought, right? Like you let the quarterback control protections, which I think is the best way to go, or the offense controls protections. I think that's just not the best way to go. And I just think Daniels is going to be really good. Now, their schedule's much tougher, and they got the benefit last year of playing, like some insane number against 40% of their snaps with backup quarterbacks, which is not going to happen this season. But yeah, if the Giants can sneak away with, I think they're gonna, I was worried about the Cowboys game, but I'm not anymore. The Cowboys are, I think, you catch them at a perfect time, man. They're just not going to be, I think, mentally in a good place week two. So you can sneak out of Dallas with a win and then split that, you know, the AFC West. You go to New Orleans. Look, you go to New Orleans 2-2, man. You gotta feel great about where you are.
Right.
It's certainly possible because look, if you can play defense, which they'll be able to do, so you limit possessions. You control third downs, you get the ball back to your offense, and Wilson hits a couple of those deep passes. They're certainly in business.
And we saw a glimpse of that in the preseason. Let me ask you this question, just in terms of consistency. I know there were a lot of Giant fans, Jeff Schwartz with us, by the way, that wanted, you know, Brian Daboll and Joe Shane. They wanted to start over again because the Giants haven't won, and I certainly understand that. But in terms of inside the locker room, on the field, how important is it to, A, have consistency at the top with Brian Daboll coming back? And I know the results haven't been great, but I really do feel like he's a good coach. What would that mean for you guys to know you're not starting over again if you were in the middle of your career there?
Oh, it'd be important. Because, you know, these guys that brought you in, and you know, what happens a lot of times is that a new general manager, new head coach just get rid of everybody. Right? Like, that's the worry, I think, if you're a veteran is when you are not tethered down with your contract, man, you are gone when they bring a new head coach, general manager in. And I think that gives a little bit of, you know, when the locker room is, you know, a sigh of relief and they kept those guys, because you want, you know, keep going and keep building. I think Daboll's a good coach, too. I don't have the quarterback. And this year, we'll see. There's an itch, obviously, to play Dart as soon as possible. I think it'd be best to just wait. There's no rush, in my opinion, to play him. But if Dart is as good as, you know, he showed some glimpses in the preseason, the Giants have a pretty bright future. Again, it's the preseason, and it's, you know, just it is what it is. But he certainly looked the part. So I think keeping Daboll, letting him draft Dart, I imagine, will play at some point this season, will be exciting for the locker room.
Big college football week, and I know you're big on it. I know you're out in Oregon right now, but there's some key games. Can you give us some must watches?
Oh man, what a weekend! I mean, this is like, it's a rarity to get a weekend like we got three top 10 matchups this weekend. We have two on Saturday, early morning, the Texas Ohio State. I'm on the West Coast, as you mentioned. But God, best coast for watching sports, man. I mean, last night I'm here in Oregon. You're watching Cincinnati and Nebraska. It's over like 9:30. Oh, it's the best, man. It's just so good. So that's a 9 a.m. Pacific kickoff, the Texas Ohio State game. What a matchup. I like Texas to win, which kind of scares me a little bit. I think that we, one thing in college football that we don't talk about enough that I think is worth discussing is quarterbacks making their first start is a young player. Like it's a lot, man. Like we see a lot of times these young quarterbacks, it's just tough early on, and it's nothing wrong with that. They eventually become good, but Ohio State is starting a new quarterback, Julian Sand, right? First start, redshirt freshman. They replaced two first round offensive linemen. They replaced two running backs drafted in the second round. They replaced a wide receiver. Now Jeremiah Smith is plus one in the country, so they have good tight ends. But they replaced Chip Kelly, their OC, with Brian Hartline, who has not called plays before. And Ryan Day, I imagine, will help him with the offense like he did with Chip last season. Defensively, they lose seven or eight starters, including a lot of their senior pass rusher type guys. Now that Caleb Downs, again, like they might have the two best players in the country. Caleb Downs, he's incredible. I don't know if you have time to watch much college football, but Caleb Downs is so much fun to watch. Because one thing that sets college and NFL apart on defense is a safety play. Because in college, safeties just, they're not in the box very often. Right. They don't tackle very well. This dude is an NFL safety playing college football. He's unbelievable to watch. He does so much for that defense. they have a new defensive coordinator too. Like they have a lot of new pieces. And while Arch Manning, I don't know if he is good or not, you know, but he has played some football, started a couple games last year. He got in some spot duty every now and then. Texas does replace four offensive linemen, which I don't love, but they're really good on defense again. I think Texas wins that game. I like LSU to beat, I like Clemson to beat LSU. I think Clemson might be one of the better teams in the country, or is the best team in the country at the moment. They return almost their entire offense. It's a veteran offense. It's a pro offense. The guys are coming back, going to the NFL next season, especially on the defensive line. And then I like Miami at home against Notre Dame. A customer thing, Notre Dame starting a first-time quarterback, a redshirt freshman. Maybe these guys played last year, true sophomore. I don't know. He didn't play very much. He didn't start any games, right? He's going on the road to play a top-10 Miami on national TV Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. Like, that's a big ask for a young quarterback, man. I think we don't give that. If we don't talk about that enough. Like, that is very hard to do. And so, I think Miami's good this year as well. I like Carson Beck. So I like Miami, I like Clemson, and I like Texas.
Last thing for me, Jeff Schwartz with us for a couple more minutes. Are you Belichicked out, or are you one that's excited to see what he does in North Carolina starting Monday?
That's a great question. I care less about him than I think I did about Dion. We're trying to, equate the two, right? The thing with Dion that was so interesting was like the way he spoke about it, right? Like he was very bold. I kind of was drawn to that. Plus, I was covering the Pac-12 full time, and I just loved like talking about Colorado. It was like a fun subject to talk about because it was such an experiment, right? Like all the transfer portal players, Jackson State to Colorado, how good is Shadur, how good is Travis, like all these things. Like it was sort of a known quantity a little bit, right? Plus, you know, again, you know, we talked to a big game, and like it was fun to cover. Bill's like quiet. he's got a portal roster as quarterback, came from South Alabama. The one thing that I think is most interesting to me is you look at like his last five Patriot drafts, atrocious, like terrible drafts, right? And so college football is a lot about picking the right players, right? And I have a concern. Like, that's what I'm most curious about. Not really the X and O's part. I think he can still coach, but like, you have good players. And so I don't know, man. I was all in on Colorado, maybe because I was covering them full time. I'll watch Monday night. I mean, I like football. We're all going to watch football, but I don't feel as drawn to the story as I did to Dion.
Fair enough, Jeff. I know it's 6:25 out there, so we really appreciate you waking up. Enjoy the first weekend.
I'm up for 2 hours, guys. I'm on East Coast time. I'm up for 2 hours. We're all good.
You sound like you've been up, so we do appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend.
Take care, guys. Have a good one.
Jeff Schwartz, Fox Sports. Jeff Schwartz is Smarter Than You, his podcast, and of course, former Giant.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.